Okay, good morning, Rabosai. The Gemara says in the middle of Daf Yudam Aleph, Ibayilhu, Bia Nisuin Ose o Erusin Ose. Right? Kedushe Bia, obviously Kedushe Kesev and Shtar, that creates Erusin. You need Chuppah to make Nisuin. But what if you do Kedushe Bia? That's a significant level of intimacy. Does that also only do Erusin, or does that create Nisuin also? The Gemara says, Nafkamina liyor shav litamil olahafir nidarbeha. Nafkamina is, there are certain Nafkamina who've seen Erusin and Nisuin. There are many. Maybe we'll see why they picked these three. It's Yorisher. Husband's not Yorish, his wife, she dies when she's an Arusa, but if she dies in Nisua, he's Yorisher. Tumah, if he's a Kohen and his Arusa dies, he can't go to the funeral. If his wife, who's Nisua, dies, he can. And lehafar sederm is only after Nisuin. The Gemara says the Amar Nisuin Ose Yorsha Matamalum Fafer Nidareha, the Amar Davison Ose Eno Yorsha Matamalum Eno Mefer Nidareha Mai. Okay, that's the original question of the Gemara. The question is not explicitly answered in the Gemara. I know I didn't necessarily put on the Makoros till the end of the Sugya. This Shaka Vatarya goes a full blot till the middle of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. They never come out with an unequivocal resolution of the Ibaya, but the vast majority of Rishonim assume that we paskin Erusin Ose. Because Abaye wants to say Erusin Ose, and Rava wants to say Erusin Ose, and all of the I'm all right, we want to prove something, want to prove Erusin Ose, and even though we're doch all the proofs, at least Abaye and Rava want to say Erusin Ose, who are the Basrai, excuse me. And not only that, later on, Amram Nachmar Yitzhak, it's interesting. When they first try to prove from Bryce's that Erusin Ose, Abaye tries to prove Erusin Ose, Rava tries to prove Erusin Ose, they say, without a name, could be not. Then later on, they want to prove Nisuin Ose. They say that without a name, and then the Amoraim come and say, no, don't say Nisuin Ose, we can answer Erusin Ose. So it's interesting, when they want to prove Erusin Ose, an Amora says I have a proof, and then they say, could be not. When they want to prove Nisuin Ose, they stop say, maybe we have a proof Nisuin Ose, and the Amoraim say not. So it sounds from the Amoraim like they're hold Erusin Ose, and this is the psak of the vast majority. You've shown you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin Erusin Ose, you look in the Rambam, Paskin Erusin Ose, the Tosfos Yazakin read in the page, Paskin Erusin Ose. Okay, that's the accepted psak that Erusin Ose. Now, to me, one of the most fascinating parts of this sugya is just something which the classic Mefarshim did not speak a lot about. What's the Yesod of the Suffolk? What's the Nekudas HaSuffolk, whether it be as Erusin Ose or Nisuin Ose? So here, we have two fundamentally different ways of understanding the suffix between the Gra and everyone else, right? The Gra is not afraid to take on Rishonim. The Gra is not afraid to take on anyone. We remember last year, when Rav Nissengon answered the Stira about Tchilos and Sophia, or technically the Stira between Hera and Mardia, by Yibi Mechalik between Kiddushin and Nisuin, the Ritva and the Ramban there said that, oh, that's a Chiddush. You're telling me Bia is a mode of accomplishing Nisuin? I thought only Chuppah was a mode of accomplishing Nisuin. Okay, Rav Nissengon and everyone assumed in their answer that Bia was a mode of accomplishing Nisuin. Why did they think Bia is a mode of accomplishing Nisuin? Minastam, as Rishonim point out, from this Gemara. If there's a suffix whether Bia creates Nisuin or not, that shows that Bia is a mode of creating Nisuin. Clearly, if Bia Nisuin Ose, that means Bia is a mode of creating Kiddushin and Bia is a mode of creating Nisuin.
Even though it says Erusin Ose, it doesn't necessarily preclude the fact that
exactly.
Another Bia
so be. What does the man de Omar, right, Bia Erusin Ose disagree, right? Bia Nisuin Ose versus Bia Erusin Ose. What's the under Bia Nisuin Ose? That makes a lot of sense. Bia is a valid Kiddushin. Bia is a valid Nisuin. You kill two birds with one stone. Right? What's the problem? Right? Bia creates Erusin. Bia creates Nisuin. And so, you do both simultaneously. That's clearly the svara. The question is, what's the svara for the mandamer? Not a mandamer, for the tzad that be eiris and oseh, which is an especially compelling question, given that we paskin like the tzad be eiris and oseh. So here the Gra says something radical, which is against everyone. I know it's always... it's not easy to figure out what the Gra is saying, and unlike other people, some mefarshim, the longer they talk, the more they give you an idea of what they're talking about, and the easier it is to understand. The Gra, the longer he goes, the harder it is to understand. Okay, the Gra, one gets the impression, if one learns about the Gra, that he just didn't understand that there were people who were not on his level. But the upshot of what the Gra is saying is, if I could just read you, the third to last line in the Gra, Chopa v'ha'ibayahu, what's the ibaya, according to the Gra's maskana? Bechol biya shlo yidei chopa. It's about any biya that doesn't have a chopa. Nisuin de chomakim u chopa, because nisuin generally means chopa ubiya. Nisuin generally is chopa, and then they sleep together. El de chopa levargam yikani, really, the chopa alone is fine. Nisuin means chopa, which generally leads to biya, but the chopa alone is nisuin, shu eschalas abiya. V'ibayahu biya levad. They want to know, chopa is a valid nisuin, even without the bia, so is bia valid nisuin without the chuppah? V'hasugya de'erisin oseh. And the sugya, meaning the stam, he knows it's not explicitly paskin, but like but the stam, mashmas, the sugya is that we paskin erisin oseh, davgav the dachi, even though they were docha the rise of erisin oseh, and shinu yehu, those are just answers, they're not so strong. Kanal, etc. V'zeh she'amu shabbat, okay. So what did the Gra say? Says the Gra, Manar Bia or Erisinos just denies the premise. Says Bia does not create Nisuin. Only Chopa creates Nisuin. That's the Shitas Yachid of the Gra. I didn't write Gra. The Shitas Yachid of the Gra is that the Ibaya is not about simultaneity, like Morty was jumping on. No, the Ibaya, Avada, Lu Yitzuyar, if Bia was a valid means of Nisuin, you could kill two birds with one stone. But the Ibaya is, does Bia create Nisuin or not? One Tzad says Bia creates Kiddushin, Bia creates Nisuin, kill two birds with one stone. The other says Bia creates Kiddushin, but Bia doesn't create Nisuin. Whoever heard of Bia creating Nisuin? And all of Shas, Chuppah creates Nisuin. And Chuppah is clearly different than Bia. It's clear all over Shas. Chuppah is not Bia. Chuppah is, it talks about Nichzam Chuppah, Lo Nevela. Clearly, Chuppah is something you do, which is not Bia. So therefore, the Gra says, nowhere in Shas does Bia create Nisuin. Only Chuppah creates Nisuin. He says, Bo'ol Arasasa V'Veis Chamav is an Aveira. You get Makas Mardus for Bo'ol Arasasa V'Veis Chamav, for Bia. After Erisin. That's not a mitzvah nisuin. That is an aveira. And even though you know the Rambam says, well, it depends what your intention is. If your intention is bad, then it's an aveira to sleep with your arusa. If your intention is good, then it's a nisuin. He says, no, because I'll never differentiate based on your intention. Bia is not a good thing for an arusa. It doesn't create nisuin. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a neutral thing. It's a bad thing. Chuppah is what creates Nisuin. That's the unique sheet of the Gra. It's against the Pefurish Rambam that we saw last time. It's against many Bishonim, but he thinks this is Pshat and Shas, and that's what's being discussed in our Sugya. Okay, so good. Hold that thought a little. You're saying, why isn't every Bia really an implicit Chuppah? So the answer is, we saw many opinions as to what's called chuppah. Right? Some say chuppah is only if you go to a bayis sheyesh bo chiddush, you make a fancy room for a party, not if you go to a stam room. Others say bia is only if he's misyachid, takes her into his house, not if he's miyachid in her father's house. Others say that chuppah is only if he brings her into his house for yichud, not if he does yichud in someone else's house. That's nus. The Gra had an opinion about this. If I recall correctly, I thought the Gra's opinion was that chuppah only counts if the chassan brings her into his room. In which case, if he does be with her in her parents' house, then that's not chuppah. Even though they're in yichud, that's not chuppah.
Also, kavona. I mean, if he's not having kavona, he's doing the chuppah, even in the private.
Okay, so then one has to get into the question of how fine-tuned your kavona has to be. You could also say, if you require edim for chuppah, then the Edom might have to witness the Yichud. And over here, obviously, they don't watch the Mi'ud, they watch the Yichud, but if there's no Edom, that would be another.
So we're saying that when he brings her home to his house, and he has Kavana for Chuppah, that's Chuppah.
Yeah.
Now already they're married, that's Nisui.
Yeah.
Because continuation, but you ready? Does that, so we go back to what you said last year, that there's no reason for Cheder Yichud.
Ah, so the reason we Ashkenazim...
Or we need the Edom when he brings her home.
No, the only reason Ashkenazim do the Cheder Yichud is because we want to do the Nisuin. We want to do the Nisuin right away. We want to do the Nisuin right away.
That room belongs to the hotel.
Ah, okay. Good question. So, there. I'm not getting into this now, but according to that Deya, which is the Ran and the Grah passing that way in Shulchan Aruch explains the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, as we saw there, you have to say one of two things. Either the yeshivish way or the balabatish way. The yeshivish way is that it's one of these yeshivish chumras that the chassan rents the yichud room from the bal ha'ulam. That's the yeshivish minhag. The yeshivish chumra, okay, I did that at my wedding. But that's not really necessary. Really, the common sense answer is that, what do you mean the chassan rents the yichud room from the bal ha'ulam? Of course he rents the yichud room from the bal ha'ulam. On his behalf, either he himself or someone else on his behalf paid a heck of a lot of money for the Baal HaOlam to rent this place for the night. He already rented this hall. So therefore, it's not someone else's room, it's his room, because he, and even if his parents paid, still, his parents paid on his behalf. Yes. So, clearly he is used to the room, not the Baal HaOlam. I mean, obviously, if the Baal HaOlam said, you know what, I have a cousin from out of town who needs a place to stay, so I'm using the Yichud room tonight, it's not available, that would be Gezel, right? You paid good money, you already rented the room. So it's not necessary to do the Yishuvish HaMinhag. You know, it's nice, because really that is the Chassan's room. Okay, but that's a good point. Now,
it's another picture of the meeting, because if you don't have a place beforehand, they're not married, and they hold hands or do anything else before they actually go back to his house, you have big problems.
Okay, but not so pashut. Meaning, you're assuming that just touching is usher for an arusa.
Okay, but
right? She's mekudeshes to him.
His car to go there. There's a yachin inside his car before.
Oh, you're assuming yichud is usher for an arusa. Okay, all of these are controversial. Keep in mind, she's not a stranger. There is iris in between them, right? So, therefore, it's not such a big deal. Don't worry too much.
Part of the question is the loka that you're talking about, is that really Malchus, or is that just a...
It's Malchus Margus. No, it's real Malchus Margus.
So, but to the degree that that's really an Isur, if you regard that as an Isur, it's going to affect your perspective of how you're learning this. If you think that he's...
No, that's exactly the Malchus, because the Gruz says, Bo'ol Arutsoso is an Isur. It can't be a mitzvah. Because and the Rambam and the other Rishonim say no. When they talked about it being an Isser, that was only if your kavana was for Znus. If your kavana is for Nisuin, it's a mitzvah. Okay, so it's just whether we do a kinta on that statement. Okay, let's get back to everyone but the Gra. This is the Gra. He's unique. He's really upset about this Chiddush. It's not such a Chiddush of the Rambam. Rav Nissim going in the Rif. Everyone in the last sugya assumed that Bia is a mode of creating Nisuin. So many Gaonim and Rishonim assumed this. Many of the later Rishonim accepted this. From the Ramban, you get the opinion, maybe he accepted it reluctantly, but he accepted it in the end. The Gra bucks the trend and says that that's the suffix, whether Bia creates Nisuin or not, and we paskin no. That's the Gra. However, that's not mainstream. Right? This is against Rov Rishonim, which would bother most people, not necessarily the Gra. Again, I don't know, maybe the Gra would say it's not against Rav Rishonim, maybe he counts Rishonim better, but against many, many Rishonim, right? Who knows? I mean, maybe he has a yukin someplace, not right here. But this is against many Rishonim, and against the Psak Halacha. We paskin, Bia creates Nisuin. Bia is a mode of creating Nisuin. Yet, Bia is Eris and Osa. So why? So obviously the answer is, for everyone but the Gra, that Bia, after Kiddushin, creates Nisuin, but one Bia cannot, as Morty said before, who says you can kill two birds with one stone? One Bia cannot create both Kiddushin and Nisuin. Right? Bia can do only Erisin, or Bia can do only Nisuin, but one Bia can't do two things. Why can't one Bia do two things? So here, interestingly, in the I found, okay, I put in brackets the stifler, but there's just one thinks about it, right? In the classic, Rishonim, classic Achronim don't discuss why not. In the modern day Achronim, they do, such as the stifler. You could think of two possible reasons why. So you could say it's a general rule.
But the Gra agrees that that is the question of the Gemara.
No!
No, even the question of Bia Eirusinos and Yisuinos, he doesn't disagree on that point. The possibility, there's no disagreement on that. The question is, can you use Bia as Eirusin alone? I just Nisuin alone. But the question of the double pertains to the Gra the same way as all the Rishonim.
No, but the Gra doesn't think the objection is that you can't kill two birds with one stone. You can kill two birds with one stone if it's a stone that's capable of killing each bird. But here it's a stone that's only capable of killing one bird and not the other bird. Okay, well, anyway, so you could say it's a general principle. You could say maybe they're arguing about a general principle. That one Maisa cannot perform two kinyanim or chaluyos, right? Maybe, you know, if you want to extend it.
So I have to say kinyanim.
What?
So I have to say kinyanim because we know that it's not true. Kinyanim.
What?
Be coined up multiple things on one.
No, but maybe that's all one joint. Cannot perform. Why don't you turn on the air conditioner? It has a little. I think in the new Zman, the Chiddush of the new Zman is that we go from me annoying everyone by turning down the heat to me annoying everyone by turning up the air conditioner. Now, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is that equal because they're both kumbaseis, or maybe one is a shaved altasa and only this is a kumbasei? So yesh lachkor if I'm now worse off than I was last Zman. But in any case, let's try to distract ourselves by learning Torah. One Maisa cannot perform two. Let's leave it at Kinyanim. You know, Kinyanim said broadly, you know, not necessarily acquisitions, etc. Of course, I can do one Maisa by two fields. That's one Kinyan. It's just a Kinyan of many objects. But here, one Maisa can't perform two things. Okay, and then what's the suffix? Can one Maisa do two things, or can one Maisa not do two things? Or, another fascinating way, the Stifler has, and the Kilos Yaakov has these two possibilities, but I think these are really two. Maybe generally it's not true. Generally you can kill two birds with one stone. I can do two things at once, but specifically here, you need a break between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Maybe specifically here, you need a break between Kiddushin and Nisuin. And therefore, you can't have Kiddushin and Nisuin simultaneously. In other areas, maybe you could kill two birds with one stone. But over here, why? Here's an interesting question. Because, remember the Rambam of Yehi Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam says, in days before Matan Torah, they would just jump right into living together as man and wife. Now, we were commanded that first we have to do a formal kinyan bifnei edim, and then live together as man and wife. So it could be that maybe in the Rambam you could say, no, the whole point of Kiddushin is to have a stage before Nisuin. The whole point of Kiddushin is to show that there's something before Nisuin here. There's some formal kinyan which comes about, which we do before we actually start living together. And the whole mitzvah of, right, that they always get, again, according to the Rambam, right? We're not talking here according to the Smak, who says just a mitzvah to be married. According to the Rambam, that Goyim get married, Jews get married, the mitzvah of Jews do Kiddushin before they get married. So therefore, maybe the Kiddushin davka has to be before they get married to show that our commandment in the Torah is to do a formal act to formalize and sanctify something before we enter into the regular life of normal human relationships. We need this preparatory stage. So specifically here, we need a break between Kiddushin and Nisuin because the mitzvah is not to immediately
live together, but to be mekadesh first. Now here, it's a subtlety. One might have said, the mitzvah is just to have kiddushin. No, maybe the kiddushin davka needs to be beforehand. The kiddushin can't be both by it simultaneously with nisuin. You davka need kiddushin before nisuin, because what is kiddushin? Kiddushin is about kiddushas Yisrael, and the fact that we have a nisuin arayos, shir kiddushin is also tivanu al ha'arayos, that we have osun kuliyam to hekdish, that there's a hekdish here, and then there's our relationship. You need to have the hekdish before the relationship in order to start off on the right foot, in order to put this within the context of Kedusha. And therefore, if you don't have a stage of hekdish before the relationship, then you've lost this mitzvah say of doing Kedushin before. This is a chiddush. But maybe you davka philosophically need Kedushin before Nisuin. Now, I admit this is funny because it's Kedusha Bia. Yeah. But nonetheless, you need to be also a kulyamaka hekdish. Right, there's also the polyamic hektish and there's moving in together. You can't do it at the same time. First, you need the isser hektish and then moving in together. Because you need to show first we're mugdar with isurim. First, we have this kedusha, and first we have this kedusha of refraining from pritzus, etc. And then, only as a secondary stage, can we build a relationship together. But you need to first have the hektish and then have the relationship living together, and therefore. You can't do them both simultaneous.
So does the mitzvah fall in the nisuin, according to... This is second, right? Does the mitzvah fall in the nisuin or the kedushin? I mean, we had a shir before we were discussing all about whether kedushin is a mitzvah. Or maybe it's a kedushin and nisuin is also the mitzvah. But, I mean, this sounds like the nisuin is really the mitzvah. It has nothing to do.
Yeah, okay, I think we brought that up at the beginning of the year. It could be the mitzvah is to do the kedushin that leads to the nisuin. But maybe it's only mitzvah and the kedushin leads to the nisuin.
But the secular is saying that, no, it's the nisuin itself that's the mitzvah. It's just the kedushin allows you to do the nisuin, but nisuin.
No, I think the mitzvah is to what we said at the beginning there to transform the nisuin by doing kedushin first.
But last time we had this for that ha'ara and bia can be two separate things, and then you would have two separate things here.
First of all, it goes the wrong way because kedushin is only the gemara bia. Sometime you have the kedushin. I mean, the kedushin not in the beginning. The kedushin is only at the end, right? So the kedushin is already at the end of the bia.
No, if we held it, there was a man over that said ha'ara is ha'ara.
Okay, that's an interesting question. Why can't we just split the bia into two? The answer might be that it's still one. This is a big discussion. Okay,
two might
right. Okay, we discussed this in Yevamos. Really, can you call a ma'isa bia many different ma'isa bia because there's many different stages, or is it still all one ma'isa? L'chori, you'd have to say it's still all one ma'isa. In order to justify this. Of course, you could say that's what they're arguing about. Right? You could, if you want. I mean, you could fine-tune this a lot. You could say they're arguing about whether Bia is one mice or Bia is many mice. Right? That's another way you could put it. I admit. If you want, right, is Bia one big mice or many ma'asim? Right, so you could certainly view it as that technical question, or you could say, no, we assume B is one big ma'isa. The question is just this.
So, funniness does bother somebody, but the fact that like, you're trying to prevent the preachers, and then you're having Bia do that. So maybe you could say along the lines of, for time, the halos mamela, that halos is only generated if there was a fusion first. So this single act of Bia, the reason why you can't, and uniquely here, you can have one act do two things, because that whole concept of nisuin is only generating post-fusion. That situation doesn't have that same implication if you were first trying to do
it. Uh-huh. Meaning, kedushin is only, the act that creates nisuin is only significant if it's within arusa. And
then you don't have the funniness of like, oh, because it's not about why, what's
okay.
There.
Fair enough. Okay, let's leave this for now, Lamaisa, because...
The next half of the Gemara, we're going to have the possibility of the Chuppah before.
Maybe. Okay, hold on.
Can Rabbi explain 2.3? Yeah.
Maybe the suffix is, or here, it's not parallel, here it is. Yeah, you're right, it's not parallel. it's more detail than I want to go into without... Makoros, but what I was going to say is that the answer could be that what does the other Mandamar hold? Mandamar Nisuin Oseh. What does he answer? Either he would answer that generally one mice can do two things.
Or it's multiple mice. Okay.
Or, a bia is many masin. And then you could say perhaps that's all that I meant to say from whoever made that ha'ara. Or something else maybe we'll get to later. Okay, so this is in terms of what the suffix, the Gemara is. Basically, you view this suffix in three different realms. For the gra, the suffix is whether bia creates nisuin. Nothing to do with killing two birds with one stone. Just whether bia creates nisuin or not, we paskin know. If you don't hold like the other Rishonim, then no, avada bia creates nisuin, that's pasha. Suffix is, can you do two things simultaneously? So either it's a general suffix about doing two things simultaneously, or and generally you can't. One manner says you can, or that this is two masim, and the other manner says you can't. Or maybe it's specifically about the relationship of Kedushin Nisuin. Do you need a separation between Kedushin Nisuin? Or no, if it's convenient to have a separation, but it could be together. Right? The Mandarin Nisuin also says, if it's convenient, make 12 months between Kedushin Nisuin. That way it's easier to plan the party. Or do however, whatever you want. That's convenience. But Kedushin Nisuin could be simultaneous. Right? It's just you need both of them. You don't need both of them in different stages. Well, the Mandarin Eyerson also might say you need both of them in different stages, which I know would be against that. Would say Dafka, you need both of them in different stages, because Davka, either as Chesky pointed out, the mice of the crazy suin is only significant if it's already after a stage of Erison, or because the whole point of Erison is to have a stage before Nisuin. Okay, that is the first part of the Gemara. The second part of the Gemara, this does, is a question of an interesting question that probably we all asked ourselves when we read this Gemara. My Nafkamina, the Gemara says. Nafkamina is for Yerusha, Toma, Nafaris, Nadarim. Why did it list Dafka these three things? If not, there's many Nafkamina between Erison and Nisuin. Why did it list Dafka these three things? In a pshat level, you could say it listed these three things because these three things are Midoraisa. These are three. These are basically the three, three heterim or rights that the chassan gets, midoraisa. Therefore, they listed them. And often in Shas, they list these three things as nafkaminas of Nisuin. So you could just say, okay, these are just representative Nisuin. These are the best things that represent the chalos Nisuin. But it's not meant to imply anything. Don't make a big deal of it. Right? That's the sheet that I think of the Kesef Mishnah. However, the Magid Mishnah has a big chiddush here. Says the Magid Mishnah, and this depends how you read the Rambam. I must admit, nice Rambam. We have a nice new Rambam here. If anyone in this, no one knows where it came from. If anyone in this room donated it, please fess up or not.
It's smaller.
But it's laser printed, so it makes up for it. This is a photo offset from Europe. Now, there are many great things about Europe, but the printing technology was not one of them. The Rambam says, here you have to look in the Lashon, but he says, Harusa, it's interesting, until Perek Tes is Kiddushin. Perek Yod starts Nisuin. It's interesting how he starts. Harusa asur lebalim divrei sofrim kosmanshi v'veis aviyah. It's asur d'rabbanan to sleep with your arusa, as long as she's in her father's house. That's bo'al arsa asur v'veis chamav, is an issue d'rabbanan. V'abal arsa asur v'veis chamav, makin osa makas mardus, v'afilun kitsha v'biyah, asur lovo le'abiyah shniya v'veis aviyah, chi yavi osa l'usach v'veis av z'yach nima v'yach v'shen alo. Right? Even if you're mekadish v'biyah, you still can't sleep with her again until you bring her to your house and do yichud there and do a chuppah. This yichud is called knisa l'chuppah. So what does he say? It is usher to sleep with her until you do chuppah. Then he says, "Va'abala resasul l'shem yisun achshu kitchem yishiyara bakna v'nasin esuah v'ari ishul l'chol davar." Okay, let me go back to that line. The Magid Mishnah here says something interesting. He says, "What did the Rambam say? Even after kedushin bia, it's usher to sleep with her." Says the Kesef Mishnah, you know why? Because we paskin erisinosa. So therefore, also liberal harusasa beis chamav. The Magid says, no. Even manda amr nisuinosa admits that it's usher to sleep with her. Says the Magid Mishnah here.
excuse me. The Amru Nafkamina Liarshal Tam Lahavna Rehavlo Amru Mutalovala. How they didn't say Nafkamina is the Heter Bia. Umashu da filatins only suinosa, even if you only suinosa, usher love aleha, it's still a serbia, the metric nisal chuppah, because she doesn't have chuppah. Because she doesn't have chuppah. So he says that maybe it's not so posh that we pass him, but it doesn't matter. So here we have, let's just see, manda amar. So nisuinosa, give me a second. Yeah. What is manda amar nisuinosa? So says the Kesef Mishnah, says she is muteres. She is totally like a nesua. Totally like a regular nesua. The Magen Mishnah, however, says a big chiddush. The Magen Mishnah is a chiddush there. This diuk is a chiddush. It's not a mochrich diuk. Just as this three nafkaminas doesn't have to be to exclude something. But he says the diuk is that Yorsha umitameila umeifer nidareha. But Osir live alosa, right? But it's Osir sleep with her until you have Knesa Lechopa. That's his diuk from our Gemara's list of Nafkaminas. It's not a Mochrich diuk, but that's the Magen Mishnah's diuk that there's an Isser Bia until Knesa Lechopa. Okay, what's the Svara? Why? Right, we understand the Kesef Mishnah better. Ayrusinos is Hishin Arusa, Nisuinos is Hishin Asua, there's no in-betweens. He apparently thinks in-between. He can go to her funeral if he's a Kohen, he's Yorisha if she dies, knows if she dies, or if she makes an Nidri Kim Mefer. He has many of the Doraisa Dinim of Nisuin, but he can't sleep with her. Why not? Why would she be an Asua for some purposes and not for other purposes? What's the svara for the Magen Mishnah? Why should she be a half Nesua and a half not Nesua?
Okay, according to the Magen Mishnah, why did the Gemara leave out Oni? Meaning that the Rashi quotes that these Nafkaminas are coming from Tender Bichi and Yevamos. So you want to have list four things, the Gemara on list three. And if you wanted to say that Oni is under Mithmala, then that Gemara is Miyasar, it shouldn't have said four, it should have said three.
That's a good question.
And the Rambam in Avol, I think, says that only in Arusa. Only in Arusa these halachos don't apply, which implies that if you're any sort of a nesua, then these halachos would apply. It would be against the Magen Mishnah, no?
No, I think I'm going to have to just say that Onin is included in Matamila.
But then why the Gemara and Yevamos list it?
Okay, so we'll leave that as a question. But it's very hard to distinguish between Matamila and Onin.
I thought that also, but the Gemara is very clear.
Especially for the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that it's all one big mitzvah say in Hilchos Avel. So that's going to be too hard. You're just going to have to deal with your bones. Okay, so what's the Svara? So here I'm not sure what the Svara is, but the Reb Chaim, there's a graph stencil on the Shas right here in our Sugya, and he says that, he quotes from Magen Mishnah, and he says it must be... Milovachu Kenyan Ugam Maisa Lahatar Isha Isha Le Baila. Says Reb Chaim that there's Tzvi Dinim in Chuppah. That there's two Dinim in Chuppah. One Din is Min HaTorah. It's a Kenyan that creates Nisuin. Right? And one din is, l'chora, the second din is midrabanan. It's a, let's not say hetcha, let's say a matir. It's a matir of bia, kinyan, l'chal, dine nisuin. Right? It's a kinyan, meaning he creates this. relationship brings her into his house. Now they are a real married couple, which creates nafkaminas. I don't mean Kenyan, meaning what does a Kenyan have to do with Tomas Kohen? You know, by Kenyan he means that it creates this closer relationship, but it's also, that's his chiddush. We would have thought there's only one din. When you have this relationship of being a bias together, then there's a heter bia. When you don't have that relationship, there's no heter bia. Machadish Rukhaim, it's not a skiddish, just explaining the Magen Mishnah, it must be that there are tzvi dinim in chuppah. One din is a kinyan for all the dinim of family life, it makes you a family, and the other din is that
there is a heter bia, and what he says is that, what's the nafkamina between these two dinim? He says, bia has din one, but not din two. His chiddush reading the Rambam is that even though the Rambam held against the gra that bia can create yisuin, let's say bia after kiddushin, kiddushin kesef then bia, bia can create yisuin, but only in the kinyan of family being a family, not in the heter bia. The heter bia needs chuppa davka, so chuppa has both dinim, but bia l'shem yisuin, right? And you could be medayik then in the Rambam. It's a question of how to read the Rambam, right? The Rambam is interesting. He says, you can't sleep with her. You can't sleep with your arusa until you do kinesa l'chopa. And then he says, and if you do bia after kiddushin, she becomes nesuin like ishtol kol dover.
Right.
So you could have read it as bia is ishtol kol dover, meaning bia is exactly the same power as chopa. Rav Chaim reads it very big kiddush based on the Magen Mishnah that no, bia creates the shein nesuin creates ishtol kol dover. Or the Mandar Nisuno said, even B.S. Kedushin grief, Isha's called Avar, but not a Heter Bia. For that, you need Knesel Chuppah, and that's he contrasts. The question, do you contrast these two lines, or do you combine these two lines? First, he said, there's an Isra Bia until you have Knesel Chuppah. And then he says, and B.L. Shein Nisuin creates Nisuin. So does that mean, and it creates the same Nisuin as Knesel Chuppah? Or no, it creates Nisuin, but not Heter Bia. Heter Bia is only Ali B. Knesel Chuppah. So that's the big Kiddush of the Magen Mishnah. The big Kiddush of the Magen Mishnah is that Bia can create all the other nafkamina nisuin, but it can't create a heter bia. Meaning, what he seems to say fascinatingly is that if you're do bia l'shem nisuin, you still did bolar sasav beis chama and it was beisr. It just creates nisuin. That's a big chiddush.
No, but the first
it's
time
a big thing, because never why say the first they, time. Since it's midrash rabbanan, why weren't they putting knas on it that all these things wouldn't happen?
Why isn't there matzah? That's a good point.
Now.
Maybe that
he doesn't necessarily. I know the Rambam never says there isn't, so that's what's funny. He never says there isn't Makas Mardas, so that's a little tricky. I wonder.
I mean, the Gra makes that chalak within the Rambam.
Correct. but one has to explore this further. But let me just say, what's the point? What's the point? The point is very clear. The point is very clear that he's understanding that Rav Chaim, based on the Magen Mishnah, is is understanding that what's the Isser Bolar Sosav Veis Chamav, right? How's he understanding the Isser Bolar Sosav Veis Chamav? And this seems to be some sort of a machlokes, right? The Isser Boel Arusoso. Beveis chamav, which just means in the time of Erusin. So the standard understanding is that it's usher to do bia without nisuin. It's usher to bia without nisuin. Bia has to be in the context of nisuin. I think what the Grach is saying is that no, that that even after Nisuin, right, you need Chuppa as a matter for Bia. That's exactly what I'm just repeating myself here. I'm not saying anything new. The standard understanding is that the Isser Drabban and Bolar Sas Veis Chamav is that during Erusin there's Isser Bia, only in Nisuin there's a Heter Bia. Right? In which case, if you're Nisuin for everything else, there should be a Heter Bia, like the Kesef Mishnah and most of Farshim. The Grach, based on the Magen Mishnah, is saying a big Kiddush. It's not that they said you cannot be during Erusin only during Nisuin. It's that they said whether it's Erusin or Nisuin, they were metakin a specific Maisa that's Mater as a Mater of Bia, and that Maisa is called Chuppa. They answered Bia without Chuppa. You need Chuppa as a matter of bia, and the svara seems to be that the standard understanding is just there shouldn't be bia unless in the context of a very intimate family relationship, which you only have after nisuin.
For Reb Chaim, he says, no, you shouldn't have bia until you do something first to be matarit. You need to do some action, some special action to be matarit bia, because they want it even after kedusha, which is usher kuli al mekahekdish. You still shouldn't think she's automatically mutter to you. She's only mutter to you if you do a formal action to be mutter her. Okay, that's a big chiddush. It's more intuitive, not like the Magen Mishnah, not like Rav Chaim, I understand. But that's the big chiddush of Rav Chaim, that it's not that Nisuin is mutter bia, but that chuppah is mutter bia, and chuppah is a mutter, and not just heki timtzin Nisuin. That comes out of this Magen Mishnah. Okay, now we're ready to go on to
but
the
proofs. I see that the Achronim, after the Chaim, kept arguing about this Chiddush, and it wasn't muskam at all whether or not to go.
Okay, look, the Magen Mishnah is a bit of a das yachid, I admit. The Magen Mishnah is das yachid. This is clearly the Rov Mefarshim. This is a bit of a das yachid. We don't pass like the Magen Mishnah. We pass in that. Just Erisin is Erisin, Nisuin is Nisuin, and Erisin there's no heterbia, and Nisuin there is a heterbia. But the Magen Mishnah has this chiddush that it's not enough that Nisuin, you need chuppah to be matrbia. And I said perhaps it's the doik of the Rambam, because it all depends how you read the Rambam. First he talks about a chuppah is matrbia, then he talks about how bia l'shem Nisuin creates Nisuin. Does that mean as a continuation and it's all one big package deal? Or does that mean two separate things, like Reb Chaim?
The kuf in Rashi.
Right.
So this
Magen Mishnah would be very good for the deal. It's always a question of how much of a daik in a kuf, right? Does a kuf mean equivalent or does kuf mean similar? So that's not, I don't think there's one universal answer, but you're right. If you assume that kuf, and Rashi is a funny formulation, right? Rashi says, So what's kinisuin? Does it mean similar to? Which does it mean totally like? If it means similar to, that would be a good mucker for this Magen Mishnah. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara and see the proofs. So we're going to see the first two attempted proofs today. Amar Abaye, Toshma, Ha'av Zaka, Vito Bikidushel, Bekesim Shtar Rabia, Bezaka, Vim Siyaso, Maisi Odela. Does everyone get a chance? Right, a father has the chus in his daughter for the kedushin, kesef shtar bia. We discussed that, and he gets her mitzi if she finds something, or maisi yadev if she earns something, and first nedarim he can be for nedarim. Umekabels gita, he can receive her get. Ve'eino ochel peiros bechayeha, but he does not get the interest earned by her property or the fruit that grows, produce that grows on her field while she is alive. Niseis, once she has nisuin, the father retains all these chuyos to her sin, but once she has nisuin. Yes, or love a Baal. The Baal gets all these zechuyos plus one extra zechus that the father never had. That as long as she's alive and she has property, he gets the income for the rent or produce or interest from that property. So the Gemara says, Katani Bia, but Katani Niseis. What's the diuk? It says, Kiddushek Kesef Shtaru Bia. And then it says, if she's Niseis. Sounds like even after Bia, she's not Niseis yet, only if she's Niseis. So that proves that Bia does not create. Nisuin, you need another thing to be Nisuin after Bia. The answer is he's a Niseis Ashara. No, maybe really Bia creates Nisuin. When it says later on, if she's Niseis, that was only talking about Kesem and Shtar, the other ones. That was going on two thirds. You know, after Bia, that's it. The father's no more Zechuyos. But after Kesem and Shtar, then we wait to see when she's Niseis, and that's when the father. That's when the father loses zechuyos, and they go with one additional zechus to the husband. Now, excuse me, sorry. Here we have a very interesting discussion in Tosfos. It's not exactly clear. I have a theory why Tosfos discusses the davka here. Tosfos says yesh lish topic im yachol la'av l'kabel get l'bito ketanu mishenises. He's mesupik whether the father can receive a get for his daughter who's a ketana. After Nisuin. He's misupping about that question. Why is he... And then, Nira Lemori, Rav Yitzchak, Tushanisa, Enav Yochel Kabel Laget, Rafilu Hikitana, he brings a proof to Yerushalmi that, the father loses the zchus of receiving a get for her, and quote-unquote zchus, I don't know how much zchus it is, the ability to receive a get for her after Nisuin for a Kitana. Now, what... one might ask why Tosos decided to discuss that it's exactly here, and I'm not sure either the answer is Stam. Or, based on the Shita Lonodolami, maybe Tosos had this sort of question. He said, why did the Gemara wait till the word of Nises to prove that she was still an Arusa? Why not just prove from Umakabalas Gita? If the father could Kabbal her get, that proves that she's still an Arusa. Right, Tanach, the other things might have been if she wasn't married. But Makabalas Gita is only after marriage, so that proves that she's still an Arusa. They could have said, Makabalas Gita doesn't that prove she's still an Arusa? And the answer, no, Ashara, that was only after Kesem and Shtar. So that's what she don't know when he asks. So it could be that Tosfos was wondering, like, you know, can you be medayik from the Kabbalah's Gita that you're still in Arusa? Or maybe even after Nisuin, he can be Makabal her get. Right? So that's why he's Mesopak. You know, could the Gemara have been medayik from the Kabbalah's Gita that she's only in Arusa? And then he decides, yeah, they could have been medayik, but after Nisuin, you can't be Makabal the get. Okay, maybe that's why Tosfos is discussing it here. Either, because he's wondering whether Makabal's Gita has a deal that she's not Nesua, or just time he decided to discuss it here because we brought up this Mishnah. Because we quoted this Mishnah.
It's not because Rashi had said it?
Says Rashi, Makabal's Gita, in Girsha Baila min ha'erisin ba'oda nara, right? So clearly Rashi says, only when ha'erisin he can Makabal get while she's a nara. And you're saying maybe that gave Tosfos pause to think, what if she would be a katana?
No, but that's
what? Yeah. No, so Tosfos says, from the Erisin, but not from the Nisuin. That's a clear diuk in Rashi. Right? After Erisin, the father would get, not after Nisuin. But Rashi says, not.
You can't really be medayik that much in Rashi, because if you really follow Rashi's diuk, then a katana wouldn't be able to be Makabal get for a katana meaning
Erisin. Correct. So that's tricky. Okay, so Yesh La'ayin, I'm not sure. It could be, but I'm not so convinced. Okay, now. This is a big machlokes, Rishonim, whether the father can be capable to get for, let's just say what we know already. What do we know? We know two things, right? Kabbalas get libito. Katana, Nara, at least I'm pretty sure we know. Arusa, Nisua. If she's an Arusa, can the father be Makabal her get? For sure, yes. No question about it. If she's a Nara Nisua, look at me in Dagentos' Lashon, right? Meaning, in Ketana Tos had a suffix, but in Nari didn't have a suffix. Only Nara Morasa via Makabal Eskita. This is Pasha, no. Nisuin, what's the general rule? Nisuin is Motzi Mirshasav, right? Nisuin takes her out of the father's Rishos. As a matter of fact, let's say a Ketana has Nisuin and then gets divorced or widowed. What do we call her in halachic terminology? Yatoma B'chai Ha'av. She's like an orphan in her father's lifetime because her father no longer has any halachic connection. Well, that's not true. Still keep it of the aim, etc. You had Yerusha, etc. I just mean the father has no special role in the life of this daughter any more so than any family relationships. Okay, this is the suffix of Tosos. What about a katana after Nisuin? And here is where Tosos says, no, after Nisuin, the father's out of the picture. Again, he's still her father, the same way that regular adults, their father's still their father. But not any more than that. He has no special rights over her because she's a little girl. Or responsibilities. Or however you call it. However, Rashi, in many places in Shas, says yes. And Lechor, the reason Tosfos said the suffix is because, you know, well, if there's one Rishon that Tosfos knew, well, it was Rashi, right? It's because Rashi, in many places in Shas, says that the father can be makabel to get for his daughter even after Nisuin, right? I put on the Makoros sheet. Basically, there are basically four places. Two of them are very, very explicit, right? Yevamos daf kovtesam and aleph. What? Okay, Yevamos kovtesam and aleph. Rashi is exceedingly clear. He says, that Ketana Shehivsiya Aviha, that there was Nisuin, the Nisgarsha, the Katnusa, the Kibla Aviha Gita. Very clear. After Nisuin, the father's Makabel Leget. There's no two ways about it. Rashi and Yevamos Kavtes is exceedingly clear.
When he says Kedamar, the parent Naranish and Ispatita, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that isn't.
Well, Makabel is Gita.
But yeah, but isn't that talking about an Erusin?
That's what you might think, but Rashi obviously understands that it's also referring to a Ketana Nesua. You're right, Kida Amar is not supporting his specific sheet. I think it means Kida Amar in Narish Nisbacha, there's such a thing as a father receiving a get. And I'm telling you what's not clear there.
It's not.
Correct. I would say that Kida Amar is not modifying this particular example of Kabbalah Saget, but the general idea of Kabbalah Saget, which I admit. In Ksubas Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi is also exceedingly clear about this.
I don't think it's clear there whether it's a...
No, it is, because because look at the Lashon. V'girsha v'niskarsha v'yisoma v'chayi ha'av. You might have to read the next Rashi. Okay, I apologize. You have to read one more Rashi as well. The Rashi says, this is a case where after the divorce, she's a yitoma b'chayi ha'av because she was after Nisuin. The next Rashi says, right? The next Rashi says it was talking about after Nisuin. So if you put this Rashi in the scholarship, Kibul of Yagita, clearly, okay, I'm sorry, I should totally look at two Rashi in a row, or to look at that whole line of Gemara. But Rashi is very clear, it's talking about after Nisuin, and the father can receive the get. Likewise, two places in Sanhedrin, that I put in brackets here, Rashi says that if a Yavam is miyabe mektana, then the father can receive the get. Now, generally, we assume yibum is automatically suing. Okay, there is some slight possibility otherwise, but stam case of yibum, we paskin, yibum creates nisuin, certainly in 99% of cases, in which case that would show even after nisuin, the father could still receive the get. So Rashi, in these four places in Shas, two places, it's very explicit from Rashi himself or from the next Rashi that he's talking about after Nisuin. In the two places, talking about Yibum, which counts as Nisuin. So Rashi holds the father can receive the get after Nisuin.
What about Rashi in Ksubas and Menvav? Where this mission is from?
So what about Rashi in Ksubas and Menvav? What is Rashi in Ksubas and not Menvav? He says something very different, right?
It's not that way, the opposite.
He says the opposite. Rashi in Ksubas and Menvav says that... good point.
In Bagra and also,
In Nisgarsha... Omekabal's Gita. In Nisgarsha and Eirusin. Avol Bagra Onises... After Nisuin, Shuvin L'Rishusba, he has no right to receive the get, right? So that's a stira from Rashi in Ksubas Dach Mem Vavam Beis.
Unless you want to say that just that going on the Nara possibility.
So what do you do with the stira from Rashi in, here we'll say times four places, times four, in Ksubos Mem Vavam Beis, who says, no, that the father can't receive the get. So l'chori, I'd say one of two things. I think the Pashut answer is that one, you could just make an okimta in that Rashi. Is that he's talking about a nara there, and Rashi never meant this about a nara. That's clear. In Kiddushin also, I put a Rashi that by a nara, Rashi admits that after Nisuin, the father can't be mekabel the get, like he says later on in Kiddushin.
What did I write here?
Yeah. I wrote it right. I just turned my pages wrong. Like he says later on, that Davka mina Eirusin of Almana Nisuin Hivelo Aviha. Davka mina Eirusin. Right? So that's also Rashi in.
But that's
clearly talking about a Nara, so that's easier.
That's the Nara of it? He says.
Yes, because Davka Nara Katana Lo, so he's only talking about a Nara. It comes right after saying Davka Nara. Davka Nara, Davka mina Eirusin.
Oh, he didn't switch lanes then?
So you could say it's an okimta that it is a, he's only talking about a Nara. Which, okay, look, you could say the same for, akin to the Daf, he's talking about a Nara. Okay, the problem is, he doesn't necessarily give you a hint that he's talking about a Nara, unless you want to say, because his Lashon is, what's his Lashon there? The Kodim Shabagra. So since it's Kodim Shabagra, maybe that implies he's talking about a Nara. Although it's funny, because the Katan is also Kodim Shabagra. Right? So, okay, maybe. That's one of two possibilities I have. The other possibility, we'll just have to develop for 2 minutes and get there. But before we see another possible way of answering the Stira, I want to ask, what is the Svara of Rashi? What's the Svara of Rashi? Tosus' Svara makes perfect sense. In Eirusin, she still brushes Aviha. In Nisuin, she left brushes Aviha. Shalom al Yisrael. Right? And that is, that's perfect. Right? that is Tosos. Rashi's a little funny, right? Because after all, Rashi admits that after Nisuin, she's a Yisomu B'chayi Ha'av, right? The father doesn't get... He can't be a Kaddisher again, and he doesn't get, what were all those things, the Metziah and the Maisiyah Deha and the Hafaras Nedarim. Obviously, after Nisuin, the father's not made for her Nedarim anymore. So, what's the Svara for Rashi?
I just want to say that Dafka the Get, which is sort of like the closure of the Nisun that he was responsible for, he still has a yacht because he started it, so he can see it through to the end, whatever that is.
Okay, good. Erisin, 1 second, let me just write Rishus Aviha, Nisuin, Eina Rishus Aviha, and this is very poshut. The Svara of Rashi, we'll have to explain. First of all, why only Kabbalah's Get and not anything else? Why only Kabbalah's Get and not anything else? So, why only Kabbalah's Get and not any other Zechuyos? So Aaron wants to say, because other Zechuyos are from nowadays, from after she left his Rishos. But Kabbalah's Get is harking back to before she left his Rishos. After all, Kabbalah's Get is just a follow-up on the Kiddushin that he had every right, to do. He's responsible. So maybe you could say that because it's a continuation of his Kiddushin. You can't say get as a continuation of Kiddushin. That's a funny phrase.
But he was responsible.
Kabbalah Kiddushin.
Right. Okay, well, let's say it anyway. Of his Kiddushin, that he had the Zechus to create. Right? He had the Zechus to create Kiddushin. So now, just because he has supposed to great Kiddushin, doesn't mean now he should get a Metziah. What does that have to do with Kiddushin? Doesn't mean now he should get Maisiyah Deh. What does that have to do with Kiddushin? Doesn't mean he can make her a second Kiddushin if she gets divorced. Because what does that have to do with the first Kiddushin? But the Get is just a continuation or a reversal of the first Kiddushin. Therefore, since he has the supposed for the Kiddushin, he has the supposed to follow up on the Kiddushin as well and see it to its end. That's one possibility. What? Yeah, interestingly. Well, let's come back to that in a second. Another possibility, yeah?
Because Katana doesn't have a yad, and she can't accept Get, so we have a problem. Rashi has a problem. How is it possible? So therefore, she has to go back. It could be a strength.
Okay, hold on a second. A Katana can receive a Get. Okay, the Gemara says in Gittin that it depends. There's different midos in the Katana. Right? If she's, she doesn't know the difference between an egos and a tzror, right? Then she can't receive a get. But a ketana who knows how to lishmor is gita, right? She understands the way the world works. She doesn't have to be so old, right? She has to be old enough that she knows the difference between valuable things and non-valuable things, and she knows how to guard valuable things. So a ketana can receive a get. So it's a little tricky, unless you want to make the ukipta that Rashi here is only talking about ketane ketane. He's only talking about very little. Then you could say, well, someone has to be. Then you could say there's no other choice, perhaps.
So maybe she's stuck.
But if she's 9, 10, 11 years old, then she can receive her own get. Okay, interesting. Okay. I will.
Why do you assume that somebody has to get the get? Maybe.
After all, if she's a shota, then she can't be divorced. Correct. Correct. Let's say she's a shota, then, and she's 13, whatever. Then, you know, or maybe even okay. We're not going to get into all the machlokes you've shown whether a father receives a get for shota, etc. Maybe. Maybe you could say it's just either it's b'ketane ketanos. Or it's a low plug of some sort, and somehow we're medayik from the Torah that he can act on her behalf because she's stuck. Even though there might be other people who are stuck, who no one can act on their behalf. Efsher. Efsher. You could say, because this will be a little opposite of something we're going to say a little later, but okay. Maybe because she needs help because she can't receive her own get, which again is just tricky because many ketanos can't receive their own get, so it's not so pashut. The other thing I was thinking, but I could be wrong, is that maybe really it's not the nisuin that takes her out of the rishus of the Av. It's only the end of the nisuin that takes her out of the rishos of the Av. As long as she's married to the guy the father gave her to, she's still in the rishos of the Av. Now, for what nafkamina? He can't marry her someone else because she's married. He doesn't get her mitziyah because her husband does. He doesn't get her maishiyah dayin because her husband does. He can't be for dar because the husband does. But theoretically, although maybe this is very similar to what we already said on the board. What I'm saying is just it's a continuation of his. All right, you know, it's similar enough we won't put on the board.
Ravdovich Pogarsky kind of plays it, says that only in those areas where the husband takes over for the father is there an issue. If there's an area where there's no conflict between the two, then the father continues.
Father keeps his achuyos, right, except for the ones he gave to the husband.
Right.
Okay, but then why, after she's divorced, can't the father remarry her? Now the husband... because he already gave the right of marriage to the husband. But he didn't give the right of divorce to the husband.
Right, that's sort of...
Okay, interesting.
But then you would.
Where did you see that with Dovid Pogarsky?
Yeah.
But then
you have to keep it for her second marriage, which would be very strange.
Correct, which would be very strange, although who knows? Because.
Rashi says that he can't do it. Even Rashi will say that he can't be Mekadesh her again. He says it in favor.
Right, but maybe he can be
Mekadesh her again. Half things he gave the Kedushin to the first husband.
Okay, but the get he's always going to have.
Right, he gave the first husband the right to be married to her, so it's a tricky one. It's tricky. It's one thing to say he gave away Mitzi and Maisi then a first right, garden. Right. Say he gave away Kiddushin and not Gittin, like what does it mean? The husband can't be Mekadish her, he can just stay married to her. Unless you think, since he gave the husband the right to stay married to her, that's the right of Kiddushin. But he never gave, and why didn't he give the husband the right to divorce her? You know, to... the husband's right to divorce her, but not to receive her get. Okay, the husband's right to be married to her, but not to be on her side getting married. It's a tricky one. I'm sure Doug Forsky has it all worked out, but let us leave it for now. Okay. That's the problem with that. What's it called in the back of the Chavrusa? Is that you can sometimes sink into the quicksand of that. Anyway, now, yeah.
There's not, you can just point out the question. Getting the get is not a zuchus for him. He has all the others as zuchiyot. This isn't a zuchus, so it's not parallel.
Interesting. Everything else is a zuchus. This is not a zuchus. What?
But it's on the list.
The mishnah calls it a zuchus.
But it's on the list, yeah.
It is on the list, but it is on the list. But he doesn't actually benefit, I mean, unless he gets a piece of paper, a very interesting piece of paper, not a very valuable piece of paper. Maybe everything else is a chus.
That's his answer, too.
Who's?
With David Pogarsky.
Okay, look at that. His presence is really felt today.
I'm trying to get out of the quicksand.
Okay. Esther, okay. You know what? You can give many, many answers. Maybe because, you know, okay, etc. There are many ways you could answer this question. What I want to ask is one Pashut question. A more obvious question according to Rashi. Maybe even.
This we already have, yeah.
Okay. Maybe the more obvious question for Rashi is why only Tana and not Nara? Right, clearly this doesn't apply to a Nara. Why only Katara, not Nara? After all, this is a good Svara, whatever Svara you want to say. Say that, except for this Svara. Right? Right? If you take this Svara, then it's obvious. Only the Katana needs help. It just seems a little tricky because the Katana doesn't really need help. But if you take any of the other Svaras, say, ah, because he is following up on the condition that he made. And Nara also is following up on the condition that he made. Or you say, because... that's not a zechus. That's just a responsibility. So here also it's not a zechus. Or you say that you quoted from Doug Pavarsky. Well, it's not a zechus. He gave away to the baal, and Nara also it's not a zechus. He gave away to the baal. So this is going to be a little tricky. Why only Katana and not Nara? This is going to be even exceedingly tricky, I might say. What's the difference in Katana and Nara according to Rashi? So here I think you might have to say that Rashi is Lashitase in another funny Rashi in Dafim Gimel Amud Beis. What is Rashi in Dafim Gimel Amud Beis? We paskin like the Chachamim that Nara Marasa Hiva Avia Mekabla Miskita. Nara Marasa, the father can be Mekabla Get, she can also be Mekabla Get. Says Rashi, V'dafka Nara Vel Ketana Avia Velohi. A Nara, she or her father can be Mekabla Get. But a Ketana, even if she's 10 or 11 and is able to be Mekabla Get if she'd be on her own, she'd be orphaned. Only the father and not her. Tosos jumps all over Rashi and say that doesn't make any sense. What's it in Katana and Nara? But Rashi's making some sort of pattern here, right? So I want to say Rashi is Lishitase on Daf Min Gimel Amud Beis that Nara Me'orasa is he ve'aviha, but Katana Me'orasa is Aviha Velohi. Right? Nara Marasa, she or her father can. Katana Marasa, her father can and she can't. She has no right to. And basically, Rashi's Lashitase. Here, if you look at it, I just want to show you how nice this Rashi is Lashitase. And then I'll explain the Svara. One second. Here we have, and Tosos, they're argued on here. Here we have Rashi, and here we have Tosos. Here we have Nara me'orasa, according to the Chum that we paskin like, Katana me'orasa. We have Nara nesua, and we have Katana nesua. So what Rashi, in both cases, Rashi says, when it comes to Nara, everyone agrees. He ve'aviha, he ve'avi means or. Either one of them can be a couple to get, and after nesuin is... only her. But when it comes to Katana, Rashi and Tosas argue both by Irisin and by Nisun. By Irisin, Rashi says only the Av, while Tosos says he ve'aviha. When it comes to Nisuin, Tosos says only her, and Rashi says, he's not clear, whether it's only or both, but he simply says the Av can be Mekabel, right? So both by Nesua and Erisin, Rashi differentiates between Katana and Nesua and Nara, and Tosos equates Katana and Nara, right? That seems to be Tosos equates Nara and Katana, and Rashi differentiates between Nara and Katana, both in Dafvim, Gimel, and Beis when it comes to Me'orasa, and on all over Shas when it comes to the four places in Shas when it comes to a Nesua. So I think Rashi is clearly lishitase. If Rashi is lishitase, then what's the yisod of the machlokes? So here it gets a little trickier. But we discussed already in Daf Gimel and Beis that maybe in the context of Kiddushin, there's a difference in the father's right to be mekadesh the daughter who's a ketana and a nara. Clearly in the Havamina that was true. We said maybe even the maskana that's true, although we didn't really have any strong basis in the Rishonim for that. We had nothing explicit to back this up. But maybe the fundamental difference between the father's right over his daughter who's a nara and the father's right over his daughter who is a ketana. After all, the father can sell his daughter who's a ketana and not his daughter who's a nara. Now, that might just be technical, because an amar free goes free when she becomes a nara, so technically he can't sell her. Or it might be fundamental. No, maybe his relationship, his rights are different when she's a ketana and when she is a nara. So I'm claiming that's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosos. Tosos equates them, and Rashi differentiates between them. Now, still, getting from that idea of differentiation to halacha l'maaseh is still going to be very tricky, but he maybe says that when you have bito ketana, then what the father's doing is really more of a bailos, is really more of a bailos gemura. Okay, obviously we're not talking on the level of Evi Kanani or on the level of Karka Metaltlin, but he is really the owner, he is really the bailam, as opposed to when it comes to Bito Nara, maybe you would say he has a zechus to do certain things, but you wouldn't say that he has zechus to do certain things. But you wouldn't say that he's the bailam. You would say he has zechus to do certain things. And therefore, you might say, when it comes to Dafim Gimel Ketana Ma'orasa, he'd say Ma'orasa. When she said Nara Ma'orasa, he is the zechus to receive her get. She can also receive her get. When it comes to Ketana Ma'orasa, he's the bailam. Only he can receive the get because he's the bailam. She's nobody. She's an object, but he is the subject here. And maybe that's gonna be a little tricky. Even here, this will explain after the nisuin. When it comes to a nara, once you have nisuin and she left her father's house. All his zechuyos disappear into thin air. However, when you're talking about a ketana, that wasn't just supposed to do certain things. She really belonged to him. And maybe even after he gives her away to a husband, he gives certain things away, but he still retains certain things for himself. So that's what I want to say according to Rashi, that over here, he has zechus to receive the get, but so does she, as opposed to here, where he is the bailam, and she isn't. And that explains this, Rashi. And here also, his zechuyos disappear once she enters Rishus HaBaal. But over here, you could say, no, his zechuyos disappear once she enters Rishus HaBaal. But over here, right, since he is the bailim, so even if he loses some zechuyos, he retains others. When he was the bailim gemura, even if he loses some zechuyos, he retains others. However, in a nara, where he's not really the bailim, he just has the zechus on certain things, helping zeres akasav, so when she leaves his house, those disappear. So maybe that's the fundamental lundus of Rashi here, and it's clearly a pattern that works out Rashi l'shitasa here in Daf Mem Gimel, that Rashi always differentiates between a ketana and a and a nara. Now, let me just go back to here.
So and what does Tosfot mean when he says at the end of the Tosfot he gave us that Rashi changed?
Give me a second. Okay. Here's the tricky. If you go back to answer the steer to Rashi Ksuvas Mem Vav, now we have two ways of answering the steer to Rashi Ksuvas Daf Mem Vav in base. One way is that you make an okimta of Nara there. However, there's another way, because Rashi in Kedushim of Gimel and Beis is Soser himself on this question. The Rashi that I put on the Makoro sheet says, Aval Ketana of Yevalohi. That's what I put on the board. But the previous Rashi says, Hua Din L'Ketana, Hiva Aviha. Rashi Soser himself. And Tosa says, Rashi must have changed his mind about this question. So if Rashi changed his mind about this question, then what can you say? You can say that there's no stira because Rashi changed his mind about this issue. How do we know Rashi changed his mind about this issue? Rashi changed his mind about Ketana Nesua when he changed his mind, according to what I said, that it's Kali Hagaha, when he changed his mind about Ketana Arusa. He clearly changed his mind at Ketana Arusa. Now, Tov says Masora, which was first, which was second. We wouldn't know on our own which was first, which was second. But he clearly changed his mind. Because in two Dibra Masculine in a row, he says the opposite. In Gilman Base. First he says, Hua din Ketana Aviva Aviha. And then he says, well, Ketana Aviva Vlohi. So if it's true that Rashi changed his mind about Ketana Arusa, and it's really one package deal Shita, then maybe he also changed his mind about our issue, about Tosfos the Suffolk. And then it would make sense that he sosur himself in different places in Shas, because one was before he changed his mind, and one was after he changed his mind. Whichever direction it was, Tosfos says the way he changed his mind was to agree with Tosfos. Okay, so that's two possible answers. but again, that only comes out of this ha'ara that Rashi's Lashitase by Ketana Nesua and by Ketana Arusa. Okay, so just to chazer, we saw this. Tosos had a very not interesting shita here, a very commonsensical shita. Rashi had this big mechudas shita that a ketana nesua, even though nesuin usually gets rid of the father, he can still receive her get. So first we asked why receive the get and not have any other zechuyos, and we gave many interesting explanations. And then we said, but why only ketana, not a nara? Now, unless you go with Pesach's explanation, why only ketana, not a nara? So we said Rashi's l'shitase in Mem Gimlam Beis, just like by Ketana Me'orasa, Rashi gives the father more power by a Ketana than a Nara, unlike Tosos. Likewise, by Ketana Nesua, he gives the father more power by a Ketana than a Nara, unlike Tosos. And when we want to express that in general terms, we said maybe by a Ketana, the father who can sell her is considered a real Bailam. But by the Nara, he's not the Bailam on her, he just has certain rights of Pigzeris Akasov. And if so, then it would make sense that during Erisin, a Nara, both of them can receive it, because he has a right, but she's also her own Bailam. But during Ketana, only he can receive it, because only he's the Bailam. And when it comes to a Ketana Nesua, it would make sense that when it comes to Nesua, a Nara, once the Nesuan, he disappeared. But because he wasn't really her Bailam, he just had certain rights and those disappeared. But when it comes to a Ketana, where he was really a full Bailam, and he could even sell her. He's a Bailam Gemura, and then even if she gives up some rights, he still retains everything that's not explicitly given up, and therefore he still retains the right to receive her get. Okay, there are other avenues possibly to explore. I will leave that for anyone who wants to. I think it's Pasha that the Rashi is Lashitase here. If you want to take it in different directions, I'll let you think about that on your own.
So we found interesting in one of the notes here, the rib, and how upset he was at Rashi.
The rib was upset at Rashi. He's often upset at Rashi.
Yeah, but this was like, he really went out really,
great,
really far.
Okay, all right. Continuing in the Gemara, says the Gemara. One last raya for today. Says the Gemara. We're up to 2.5 lines from the end of Yudam and Aleph. Tashma, basholoshon yom echad. Once she's 3 years and a day old, meaning on her third birthday, Biskadesh Bavia, she has a chalos bia. The rule is under three, it's not a chalos bia. Over three, it is. So therefore, she can have kedusha bia. V'yibala yavam kna, or if there's yibam, then that's also effective. V'chayvam l'mshem eishes ish. And if she has kedusha and someone else sleeps with her, he gets killed for eishes ish. Umetama es boa la letame mishkav tachton ke'el yom. And if she's a nida, she's metame whoever sleeps with her and makes him into a boel nida. And a boel nida is metame mishkav tachton ke'el yom. We'll come back to that. V'im nisa is going to chalos betruma. And if she has nisu into a kohen, she can eat truma. V'im balech, and call a raya shvatar, muzzle yad. If any of the raya sleeps with her, that a raya gets killed. V'hi p'tur, she's obviously potter because she's less than 12, so she's not chayv and onshim. V'im balech, and v'im pasul to kuna. And if anyone who's pasul to marry her sleeps with her, she's pasul from kuna. Then the Gemara just makes the same deal. Katani bia, it says miskadesh bia, and then it says katani nises. Afterwards, it says nises. So doesn't that show that even after bia, you still need nisuin? After bia, then you could be nises. But you're not nises yet till you're nises. And here you can't say so in kesem and shtar, because we never mentioned kesem and shtar. We only mentioned kedusha bia. So the answer is no. That's not a good raya. We're doche, and we say hachi chamer ihani nisuin dekomen nenu ochelas betruma. We didn't mean
then after Kiddushei Biya, if she has Nisuin. We meant she has Nisuin after Kiddushei Biya, maybe be a Nisuin also. We're trying to defend that possibility. If we just mean if the Nisuin happened to be a Kohen and not a Yisrael or a Levi, then she could eat Truma. Okay, just one interesting thing that I want to talk about here is, I mean, there are many interesting things, is this idea of the Boel Nida, right? Here we're introduced to the concept called the Boel Nida, and a Boel Nida is a funny bird because he is Metame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. What does Mishkav Tachton mean? Mishkav Tachton means we're going to interpret this Mishnah in accordance with the Gemara interprets it all over Shas. Mishkav Tachton means anything under him. We know there's a rule called Tumas Mishkav, right? Mishkav Moshav means the same thing, right? In the Torah, it's a sweet parsha, Asher Yishev Olav, Asher Yishkav Olav. And in Lashon Chazal, what's Chazal's word for what in the Torah is called Tumas Mishkav Moshav? What's that called in Lashon Chazal?
Yes.
Tumas? No.
No, wrong one?
Tumas Medras. Medras.
You'll straighten me out now.
Right. Medras means doris on something. Okay. Whether you sit on it, you step on it, or you lie on it, it's all the same thing. These are all homonyms. Right? So here we have the Mishkav, Moshav, or in Lashon Chazal, Medras. They always talk about Medras. It means you are on something. Whether you're lying, sitting, or standing on something. It's all the same, and a Zav, and a Zava, and a Yoledes, and a Nida are Metame Mishkav. Most Tameim are not Metame Mishkav. But these Nida, etc., is Metame Mishkav. What's the Chiddush of Tumas Mishkav in Lashon Torah, or Medris in Lashon Chachamim? What's the Chiddush? What?
Even without direct contact.
Even without direct contact, right? Even if she's on Princess and the Pea, right? She's on 10 mattresses. Then, or whatever, she's in socks, and over the socks are shoes, and then on the shoes, she's standing on a stool, and the stool is on a carpet. All those things. And I could go on, but then it would be dangerous. So far, she's still safe. If that was then on a ladder or something, then that would not be an example we wanted to hold up for anyone. All those things are Tamei Medras, even if she's on 10 mattresses, and even bigger Chiddush.
They're like her,
they become an Avatoma. Normally an Avatoma makes a Rishon Latoma, right? Normally when A is Metamei B, it goes down a level. That's the usual rule. Midoraisa, there are really almost no exceptions to that. Almost. I know you can list me. Okay, fine. There are very few exceptions to that. Midoraisa. That's the chiddush of Mishkav Azav is the right, and this type of toma applies to Nida, Zav, Zava, and Yoledes.
Isn't Yoledes the same thing as
a Yeah, okay, Beseder. I know that says that in this week's parsha also. Beseder doesn't.
Is there anybody that says they're different? I'm curious.
Let's say no. Okay. Yes. As the Rambam says, Zav Zava Nidi Yoledes Kol Echem Yerbatan Avmi Av Zatoma Metalim Kame Maga Umetami Odom Maga Umasa Umetami Mishka Vemosha Vomerka Mitachtav Vaosa Osan Av Hatoma. Unlike a Nida touches you, you become a Rishon. She touches food, it becomes a Rishon. She touches a chair, it becomes a Rishon. Right? A Zav touches things, makes it a Rishon. However, the Zav sits on something, even if it's 20 cushions, makes them all an Av HaToma. Right? And that's the Chiddush, even without touching, even many layers. And the big Chiddush is that the Nida is an Av HaToma, and she makes the Mishkav an Av HaToma. That's the big tension. The big nafkamina, keep in mind, between an Av and a Rishon. In that, a Rishon is only Metame foods. Okay, keep away from foods. An Avatom is Metame everything. Adam, Kalim, foods, everything. Okay, that's not in this Gemara yet. What's the Chiddush of Boel Nida? Metame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. The Gemara Darshan, what does it mean?
Don't read it the simplest way you might want to read it. I think Rashi already tells us how we read it. The tachton of a boel nida is like the elyon of a nida or a zav himself. That's the chiddush. What is tachton ke elyon? Meaning a boel nida, tachton ke elyon. This chiddush applies. He's the tami tachton, even this boel nida. Even if he lies on 20 mattresses, etc., he's been tying everything underneath them all the way down to the floor. But he does make a nabatoma. He only makes it a rishon matoma. And that's why tachton ke'elyon means what's under the boel nida is like what's over the nida and the zav himself. What if I didn't put, I didn't put the chair under the Zav. I put the chair on the Zav. I put the chair on his head. Then the chair would be a Rishon Latoma. Right? Now, Elyon Oshel Zav, there's a whole Machlokas. I put a bracket to Ritva if you're interested in getting more into Taros, who has a fundamental Machlokas in him and Tosos, what's the nature of this Toma called Elyon Oshel Zav. One thing is clear. You put something on top of a Zav. Or just another classic example. I take a blanket. If I put the blanket under the Zav sits on the picnics on the blanket, it becomes an Avatoma. If I put the blanket over the Zav, he's cold. Then if you know the Rishon Latoma, that's not Mishkav. That's just on top of the Zav. That's what I mean. The Tachton of Boel Nida is like the Elyon of the Nida herself. Only a Rishon Latoma. That's Tachton ke'elyon. Right? That's the rule of Boel Nida. Very poshut. So Boel Nida is in some ways like a Nida, meaning he's not like other Tmeyim. He does make Tomas Mishkav, even if he doesn't touch it, even if it's 20 layers down. But he's not totally like a Nida, because he only makes the Mishkav into a Rishon Latoma. He doesn't make the Mishkav into an Av HaToma. And that's Tachton Ke'elyon. Right? As Rashi says here, She'osa bo'ala Moshe Mishkav fil eser matzos, even 10 layers, avololios Av HaToma tami ad mekele and kemishkav shal Nida atzma. It doesn't make an Av HaToma like a real Nida would. El tami ochel mashkin, it only is a Rishon to be a tami ochel mashkin, like El Yono shal Zav, like something above the Zav. Kach b'farsh lo b'mesechus Nida.
Even though Sacha Kovod, when we're talking about the Boel, he has direct contact. It's not Elyon, it's not Tachton.
Direct contact with?
With the Nida.
No. His contact with the Nida, he's a person. Sorry. A person cannot become a Mishkav in any case.
So why is the comparison?
Okay. Let me go back a step. Okay. I'm sorry. I always start in the wrong place in Taros. Let me go back a second, okay? To this Boel Nida. Boel Nida, as I started, is a funny bird. Why is Boel Nida a funny bird? Because, let's say you have a Nida. By the way, a Zava would be the same thing, and a Yoledis would be the same thing. Right? You have a... There's...
Wait, if he's Boel Yoledis or a Zava?
Yeah, if he's Boel Yoledis or a Zava, it's the same as Boel Nida. So...
What if she's Boel Zav?
Then not. Then that does not apply. So if you have a Nida, again, if you have a Nogeya Benida, or a Nosei Eshanida, etc., or someone who the Nida carries, that's called Hesed. Nosei Eshanida, someone who carries the Nida, or Hesed, someone who the Nida carries him, right? Or Hesed. Again, hesed, it's a funny word. Hesed, it just means moving. But usually, but not always, so be careful. Masa means I carry the tame, and hesed means the tame carries me. So if I touch the nida, or I carry the nida, or she carries me, then I become a risho latoma. Why? Because I touched or moved the nida, or she moved me. Right? Okay. However, a Boel Nida is a special series of custom. What does the Torah say about a Boel Nida in three words? Utehi Nida Sa'alav. He gets the Nida from her. He becomes an Av HaToma. That's the Chiddush of Boel Nida. Let's just take it one step further, earlier, right? Any contact with a Nida makes me a Rishon. But a Boel Nida becomes an Av. Right? That's the special rule. The bowl needed becomes an av. Now the question is, the bowl needed now goes home and he's an avatoma. So, again, if I touch a nida, right, then I then go home, I'm a rishon. What does that mean when I go home and I'm a rishon? That A, I just have to go to the mikvah right away, and then I'm tahor for chulin right away. And that if I touch people or kalim, I don't affect them. Just, I have to be careful not to touch food until I go to the mikvah, and not to touch truma until I go to the mikvah and nightfall comes. Okay, no big deal. If I'm a boel nida and I go home, I'm now a nida. I'm tummy for 7 days. Right? I'm tummy for 7 days. I have to wait 7 days to go to the mikvah. And meanwhile, I'm an av. Whoever I touch, I'm a tummy. Whatever kalim I touch, I'm a tummy, etc. Now, the question is, this boel nida, after he goes home, what if he then sits on a bed? Right? So, and that's what I'm talking about. What if he then goes home and sits on a bed, the boel nida? Right? If he then, he's an av hatoma, and he is like a nida, but not exactly like a nida. Why? Because a nida's bed becomes an av. And his bed when he goes home, not the bed he slept with the nida on, that's shoes on. His bed when he goes home becomes a rishon. That's betame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. His bed, even his mattress becomes a rishon, even though he only touched the sheet. Right? Even his mattress becomes a rishon. But it only becomes a rishon and not an av. So he's like a nida, but not exactly like a nida. And this far we darshan from psukim. I'll tell you everything we darshan from the psukim. Everything we darshan from the psukim is that he's metame like a nida, but he's metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. He creates, unlike another rishon, unlike a rishon, he creates a mishkav. He's metame his mishkav. But unlike a nida, he's only metame to make it a rishon, not to make it an av. So here, if we compare the nida versus the boel nida, they're both av hatomas. But the difference is, her mishkav becomes an av, and his mishkav becomes a rishon.
So he's only metame openly, right?
No, he's an av. His mishkav is only metame oklin. His mishkav is only metame oklin. His mishkav. He's an av. He's metame everything, but his mishkav is only metame oklin. So it's the her mishkav, which is metame everything. Now, okay. Here is, hopefully we're not too lost. So far, we haven't said anything. Right? We've just said mefurish gemaras in, so far everything we've said, right? The ketanim knew in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. No one said they knew all along this. But they knew the basic halachos. They didn't know the machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Maybe they knew better than the machlokas. That's already philosophical. But they didn't know the machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Alright, let's leave that absurdity in for now. So, now here's where it gets interesting. Okay, oof. It's getting interesting and late at the same time. That's always a dangerous combination. Now, the question is, you see here that boel nida, what do I mean by the fact that he's a funny bird? He's like a nida. He's not just someone who contacted a nida. He's like a nida in that he's an avatoma and he's metame tomas mishkav. Not all avos are metame mishkav, right? A sheretz is not metame mishkav. Not all avatomas are metame mishkav. But yet, he's not exactly like a nida, because he's not metame's mishkav to make it into an av, he only makes his mishkav a rishon. So, what's the rule? What's the exception? Is he generally like a nida, except that his mishkav is only a rishon? Or is he generally not like a nida, except that he's metame mishkav? Right? So, how about everything else? In all other areas of Toma, is he like a nida or is he not like a nida?
Yeah.
So this is a famous machlokas Rashi and Tosos in Nida, Rashi and Tosos Rush in Nida Daf Lamed Gimel. I learned, by the way, every time I put like someone's on the side of the page, everyone asks me, but where do you find that? It's not in the Bar Ilan. So I wrote in the course Tosos Rush on the side of the page in Nida. It's printed on the side. There's no Rabbeinu Chananel. I mean, they didn't have, rather, so they put the Tosos Rush there. Anyway, it's machlokas between Rashi and Tosos Rush in Nida. The Gemara Nida says something very innocent sounding. Ma Nida metame odem klicheres. Likewise, a bowl Nida metame odem klicheres. Okay, says Rashi, it doesn't just mean metame odem klicheres. It means I mean, every Av is Metami Adam and Klicheris. He's definitely an Av. But he is an Av with all the rules of Nida, or is he an Av without the special Chumras of Nida? So says Rashi, he's an Av with all the Chumras of Nida. What are some of the Chumras of Nida, which are not true of other Avos HaTovah, not true of a Sheretz and a Nevela? Number one, that Hesed. What does Hesed mean? Hesed means if the Tamei moves you. Right? So if a Tamei moves a Kli, even without touching, that's called Hesed. Right? Even if the Tamei gets onto a rowboat, and when he stands, he then his side goes down, and all the Kalim on the other side go up, that's called Hesed. Kach goes Naim. Right? And certainly if he actually pushes them, if he actually pushes it, then that's called Hesed, and he's Metachem it. And what other else the special Chumra of Nida that Rashi says in the same Rashi?
Metamin Adam and his Begadim.
Exactly. It's Metamin Adam and his Begadim. We know there are some Avos HaTomah that are only Metamin the person who touches them. And some Avos HaTomah that are Metamin the person and whatever clothing he's wearing at the time. No Av HaTomah is Metamin the guy who touches it to then be Metamin clothing he touches later. No, they're an Av. The guy who touched them is a Rishon. If he touches the clothing, leaves not Metamin. Clothing he's wearing at the time.
And it's odd the clothing is also a Rishon?
What?
Clothing is also a Rishon?
Yeah, the clothing is Rishon. Yeah, that's clear.
It can't differentiate, right?
Right, can't. No such thing. So Rashi says, a Bo'al Nida is Metame, the guy who touches, and the clothes he's wearing, like a Nida. Is Metame Behesed like a Nida? Tosos Rush argues, and says the Tosos Rush here, oh, this is very small print, but he says, someplace here, I can't even find the Dibur HaMaskel. What? Which number wide line?
Oh, I just have the wide line.
No, it's a different... I know that's fuss is
not. Okay.
I have it expanded.
It doesn't matter. I'll just tell you what he says. What Dibur HaMaskel is this? Dibur HaMaskel Mahi. What? Yeah. I can't even...
And that's fuss, maybe it should be higher up. Here.
Okay, what does he say, Mahi? He says, Pirish Rashi, Adam the Tamik, Gavish, Allah, the Keras Behesen, a bold leader king, the Hekshah Sari Kutsi, the Sof Zav, and I'm bold leader, Kitmei Mace, El Shachomer, and a bold leader, Tamish, and Tapme Elio. It says, he's only more Chomer than a Tmei Mace. Guy touched the Mace, another Arm Tomei, that Tamik, Tapme Elio. He does have other Chomers of Anita. Well, the Pirish Rashi is in Yamish Vavlan, why doesn't a Rashi, if Rashi's true, why isn't it in the Mishnah Zavin? He disagrees. No, he's Metami the Adam who touches him, but not the clothes he's wearing. He's Metami the Chavis that he touches, but not the Hesed. Basically, here we have a fundamental Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about Bo'el Nida. Okay, Rashi and Tosfos Rashi, correct. Tosfos in all of Rashas and the Rashi Mishans are closer to this Tosfos Rashi side. But, here we have Rashi. Rashi says, like a Nida. Tosos Rush says, no. Like a generic Av Hatoma. He says the Mishnah Zavin. The only Chumra. Now, again, the Mishnah Zavin doesn't say the only Chumra. It just says a Chumra. But he reads it. The only Chumra of a Bo'al Nida more than a generic Av Hatoma is Metami Mishnah Kachlon Ke'elyon, like a generic Av HaTomah with one Chumrah. And it's not even a Chumrah of Nida, because it's only halfway like a Nida, right? Metame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about Metame Behesed? What if he moves a Kli without touching it? Rashi says Metame. And Tosos Rush says, Eino Metami. He's a generic Av HaTomah with one Chumr of Tachton Ke'elyon. You know why he has that one Chumr of Tachton Ke'elyon? Because it says, V'kolat Kliya She'yishev Olam Yitzmah Gzeres HaKasav. Right? It's a Pasuk, so we're stuck with that one Chumr. But otherwise, he's a generic Av. He's not really a Nida. Tini Nisal Lav doesn't mean he's a Nida. He's a generic Av HaTomah. Other Nafkamina is, Big Day Adam
hanugeya bo. Rashi says they're tameim. Right? He's metame yosam. He's metame, not only the person who touched him, but the clothes of the person who touched him that are being worn at the time. Right? So this is clearly, they have just different perspectives. You ask, why does Rashi say his shita? Why does Rashi say his shita? It's obvious they're just coming from different assumptions. Rashi's assuming, tahini desa love, he's a nida until proven otherwise. And Tos Rush is assuming, no, it's a Mishnah and Zavin. He's a generic Avatoma until proven otherwise. There could be other nafkaminas as well, but I'm not getting into them. I'll just point out that, that I'm not going to put it on the board, but, for example, there's actually Machlokas. How about Tomas Masa? Yeah, not Hesed. He moves something. Something moves him. Is he Betami B'Masa or not? After all, many of us Atoma are, but not all. How about Mayonos? How about his liquids, or there's some medical word for that. His fluids, his bodily fluids. Are his bodily fluids an avatoma or not? The bodily fluids of a generic avatoma or not, of a nida are. That's also a suffix in the Rishonim. There are many suffixes in the Rishonim. Is he treated for certain halach purposes as someone who's inherently tummy or someone who just received tumma from outside himself? Right? That also seems to be machlok zachronim b'achalos chutz la'aretz. So there are many, many other nafkaminas. Right? I'll just mention some of them. Masa, what we call mayonos, bodily fluids, hanikra, but this is very complicated.
What's the case?
I carry, if I carried a bull on the dog. Yeah, would I be tummy or not?
Would my clothing be,
would I be tummy? Who says even I'm tummy? Mm-hmm. If I carry tummy mace, I'm not tummy. Not the mace, the tummy mace. Okay, trumas chutz la'aretz, can he eat trumas chutz la'aretz? Right? So in general, maybe you could say, here, this is the actual Rashi and Tosos Rush, right? So we would say, like a nida, or should be like a tmei mace, which is more of a example of a generic av hatumah, as the as the Tosfos Rush pointed out. Right, should be like a generic avatoma. Okay, but we're not going to go through all these nafkaminas because they're very complex. Now, I just want to end with one point. Today, as you know, is Rav Lichtenstein's Yahrzeit, second Yahrzeit, and one of these, ever since I was little, one of my favorite articles I saw in print from him, even before I was in a shir, is the one about Mishkav Nida, which he printed, that was after his year, in the memorial volume that came out after the Rav passed away. He actually wrote the first Masechet he learned with the Rav was Nida. First time he met the Rav, he learned Masechet Nida with him. So when the Rav passed away, he wrote something of Masechet Nida in the memorial book, the Sefer Zikaron, for the Rav Zatzal. Anyway, here it's, you don't have to say anything, but it's just an interesting point. For what's the exception? For Tosos Rush, the exception is that his Mishkav is Tomei at all. Right? Unlike a regular Avatoma doesn't make his Mishkav Tomei at all. A Tomei Mace, a Sheretz, a Nevela, their Mishkav's not Tomei at all. Okay, this guy's Mishkav is a Rishon. For Rashi, like an Edom, but what's the one exception? With one exception, that it is tame at all. For Rashi, like a nida, with one kula. What's the one kula that he has more than a nida? Mishkav is only a rishon and not an av hatoma. Okay. Now, if you ask, why does he have that one kula? Then the answer really is Xeris HaKosov. It doesn't say explicitly in the Psukim that his Mishkav is a Rishon, not an Av, but the Gemara in Masechet Nida darshins from the Psukim. I'll be dread, it's also called Xeris HaKosov, it's darshin from the Psukim. We darshin from the Psukim that his Mishkav is only Rishon, not an Av. so, okay, you could just say Xeris HaKosov.
But I think, and here's where Rav Luchni said a lot of things. I'm just taking like a bit of a tip of the iceberg what he wrote in that article that I was a bit signing for you if anyone wants to look at it. He pointed out that this could work very well with Rashi Lashitase. Rashi, you don't need to say anything just playing Rashi. Xeris HaKasim is good enough. But sometimes Xeris HaKasim is just Xeris HaKasim, and sometimes there's some lumdus to it. Xeris HaKasim is a general lumdus idea. This works out well in another Bachlokas Rashi, in another Shita of Rashi. There's a famous strange Shita of Rashi in Bava Kamma. The Gemara Darshan's Mishkavo Velo HaGuzzle. Mishkavo Velo HaGuzzle. Okay. That excludes a stolen Mishkav. What does that mean, the excluding a stolen Mishkav? Rashi says that, says Rashi, that a Zav is not metame a Mishkav Guzzle to make it an Av HaTorah. He's only metame his Mishkav. He's not metame someone else's Mishkav. Says Tosos, that's ridiculous. Did you ever hear that if I touch something, I'm only metame if it's mine, not if it belongs to someone else? Did you ever hear that Tuma depends on who it belongs to? Tuma doesn't depend on who it belongs to. Anyone who transmits Tuma to things, whether they belong to them or not. As a matter of fact, all of Seder Towers would be a lot easier. If you said you couldn't be metame someone else's stuff, then we wouldn't need a lot of worrying about halachas of what if someone's metame my clothing, right? Or what if someone's metame me. So says Tosos, that's ridiculous. Says Tosos, it can't be. Because all Tuma can be transmitted to other people's property. Rather, what does Xeris HaKasiv mean? He says something else. I forgot to tell you one thing. Tumas Mishkav only applies to something that's intended for sitting on. Right? So for example, if I sit on a toolbox, there's no Tumas Mishkav because it's not supposed to be for sitting. If I sit on a desk, unless you're in a very casual place, there's no Tumas Mishkav because it's not intended for sitting. Although nowadays people are awfully casual. But the says Tosos, no, that means something else. That means that if I steal a hide, a piece of leather from someone, and they did not intend to make it into a carpet, and I do intend to make it into a carpet, then it doesn't count as a carpet because it's stolen and it doesn't have Tumas Mishkav. It just means that I can't decide what to do with something that doesn't belong to me. Okay, that's eminently reasonable. A Mishkav is only something intended for use for sitting. Who gets to decide what's intended? The owner gets to decide what's intended for, not the thief. Okay, that part of Tosas is so reasonable, no one would argue. What I want to deal with is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. What's Shana this Machlokas Rashi and Tosos? Can a Zav, if a Zav sits on my chair without permission, does he make it into an Av HaTumah? Rashi says no, Tosos says yes. Tosos clearly is the upper hand. All Tumah is transmitted regardless of permission. You don't need permission to be Matami. What's Pshan and Rashi? So what's Pshan and Rashi? So here's Rav Lichtenstein's Chap. What's Pshan and Rashi? Says Rav Lichtenstein. He says they have a fundamental Machlokas about, and by the way, the Rambam agrees with Rashi here, about Tumas Mishkav. Tosos holds that Tumas Mishkav is transmission of Tumah from the Zav. Again, when I say Zav, I need the alleged machine. It's a transmission of Tumah. It's just that most transmissions of Tumah go down a level, and this one stays the same level. And you don't have to tell me. There's one or two other examples, right? Chereferi Kachalal is what you were thinking of, probably. Right? That's the only clear example. Rashi maybe holds differently. Rashi says that, no. If it was just transmitted Tumah, it would have gone down a level. Rather, says Rashi, he says no. Says, Tumas Mishkav is a new Chaloshem in the Mishkav. It's called Mishkav HaZav, which is its own Av HaTumah. It's called Mishkav HaZav,
which is its own avatoma.
Maybe Rashi understands too much Mishkav differently. It's not that if I'm a Zav, I transfer my Toma to the Mishkav by sitting on 20 mattresses. No, it's that I define this as a Mishkav Azav. Since it's defined as a Mishkav Azav, it's its own avatoma. It's not that Av transmits to an Av. It's that there's an Av called Mishkav Azav. Once something's defined as a Mishkav Hazav, it now becomes its own avatoma. Okay, he has many nafkamin as that. And therefore, he says, it makes sense. I can define my mattress as a Mishkav Azav. I can't define your mattress as a Mishkav Azav. I can transfer Tumah to your mattress, but I can't redefine your mattress. And that's why Tosa says, of course I can become your mattress. I'm just transferring Tumah. Rashi says, no. I'm defining it as a Mishkav Azav. If I sit in my own chair, that's called a Mishkav Azav. If I steal your chair and sit on it, that's not a Mishkav Azav. That's a Mishkav. That doesn't belong to the Zav. That Zav has no right to redefine and give a Chaloshem. He can give Tumah, but he can't give a Chaloshem. That is Rav Lichtenstein's Chap. This is half the battle. What?
You would make it obvious.
Ah, so here is the Chap. Here is the Chap. Rav Lichtenstein has two-pronged Pshat and Rashi. Right? Rashi and Baba Kama. Step one is that Mishkav is not transferring Tumah, but defining Chefza. And I can't define your Chefza. That's how he answers Tosfos' objection. Right? Then the second half of Rav Lichtenstein is a deal. The second half of Rav Lichtenstein, where did I say this was? Baba Kama Samach Vav and Beis? Is that where it used to be?
Yes.
Okay, probably still is. He says, okay, great. Eino nase av hatoma letame adam. What does Rashi focus on? It's not an av hatoma. Sounds like it might be a rishon latoma, just not an av hatoma. Says Rav Lichtenstein, this is the diok. This is the diok. Let's, again, one fact that it's not an av. According to Rashi, the diuk is, it is a rishon. Right? The diuk is, it is a rishon. If it's a rishon, how did it become a rishon? So says Rav Lichtenstein, he says, beautiful. He says, there's tzvei dinim in Mishkav. There's one din of transferring, which creates a rishon. And there's another din of defining, which creates an av hatoma. What's the difference between these two dinim? This din applies to guzzle. I can transfer toma and make a mishkav a rishon even in a guzzle. Yeah, transferring an av makes a rishon. That's how you transfer toma. I can be a time mishkav guzzle to rishon. That's regular transferring. But as an av, doesn't apply to guzzle. That's how he explains the diuk and rashi. Then, again, maybe there are other ways to deny this diuk and rashi.
Is it half from Kalia?
What?
Is it like a regular?
Yes. Hold on for half a second. Says Rav Lichtenstein of Gevaldik diuk and rashi. My mishkav, I make into an av. If I steal your mishkav, I make it into a rishon. Why? My mishkav, I can transfer, but I can also define. Your Mishkav, I can transfer Tumah to and make it a Rishon. But I can't define it. I have no right to define and give a Chaloshem to your Mishkav. And therefore, it's only Rishon, not an Av. Mm-hmm. Now, says Rav Lichtenstein, he also fills in a lot of in-betweens. He has like 8 things he says based on this. I'm only going to mention one of them. He says, hold on a second. Now we have 2 funny cases where I can metami a Mishkav as a Rishon, but not as an Av. Guzzel and Bo'al Nida. He says they're both the same Yisod. What's the Yisod of a Bo'al Nida? The Yisod of a Bo'al Nida is based on that same Tzvei Dinim. A Bo'al Nida can transfer Tumah, right? Applies to Guzzel, and he can transfer Tumah. He's like a Nida. If he transfers through Heset, and he transfers through Maga Begadim, then why can't he transfer through Mishkav? He can transfer through Mishkav, but he can't define. Why? Because the definition of Mishkav HaNida, not Mishkav HaBoel Nida. The definition only applies to the mishkav of the nida herself. He might have tuma like a nida, but he's not a nida. So it's only called a mishkav boel nida, not a mishkav nida. In which case, Rashi Shita is, his tuma is exactly like a nida. But he's not a nida. His tuma is exactly like a nida, but he's not a nida. When it comes to transferring, he transfers tuma like a nida. Tamech Shtav Tachton is a Rishon. But when it comes to defining, he himself is not a nida. So he can transfer like a nida, but he can't define the Mishkav as Mishkav Anida. It's only Mishkav Boel Nida. Or Mishkav Boel Hanida, technically, grammatically. And therefore, he doesn't make it an Av HaToma. That is Rav Lichtenstein's Chav to explain this Rashi. Again, he could have just said Gzeiras HaKasav, but he's telling you the one that's behind the Gzeiras HaKasav. He also wants to say that's Tachton Ke'elyon. The Elyon of a Zav is also. What's the Elyon of a Zav? It's transferring without defining. What's under the Zav? He defines as his Mishkav. What's above him, he transfers Toma to, but he doesn't define. And therefore he says, the Elyon Shel Zav, what's above the Zav, the, again, this works better, the Elyon Shel, what's above the Zav, the stolen Mishkav, the Mishkav of Boel Nida, what all these have in common is that they have the din of transferring Toma by Derech Mishkav, but they don't have the din of defining something as a Mishkav Zav. And that's how he explained that. Now Rashi works beautifully with Shitase. Rashi, on the one hand, says he's totally like a nida with only one kula. Why would he have that one kula? The answer is, he's totally like a nida for transferring. His one kula is he can transfer, but he can't define something as a mishkav anida, and that's why he davka can't make it an av. Okay, that is a little different Torah from Lichtenstein. So in our building, as well as the rest of the world, Sifsosov Dovos Bekever, at this time, and we'll pick up Amir Tzoshem with the continuation of the Gemara. We'll deal with the next topic, is really very in depth, Achilas Truma. Amir Tzoshem next time.